10 years ago today, on August 30th, 1999, the people of East Timor committed a great act of collective bravery. Despite intimidation, violence, and the deaths of many thousands of men and women, they overwhelmingly voted to sever ties with their occupier of 25 years, Indonesia. East Timor is one of only two predominantly Roman Catholic countries in Asia, the other being the Philippines. Progressio Director of Programs for Asia and Africa, Dr. Stephen Kibble, was there the day the East Timorese voted for freedom. He spoke to Emer McCarthy about how the struggles of the East Timorese have been largely forgotten, and the nascent country has been left on its own to battle extreme poverty, sporadic violence, and corruption.
Well, I think there's external and internal reason. First off, I mean, Indonesia is a giant neighbor, only really kind of semi-democratizing, still in the grip of the military. Timor has to have a good relationship with Indonesia in practical, realpolitik terms, as indeed it does with Australia. So that's one reason why they've not really pushed the entire process of justice reconciliation, seeking to extradite those Indonesian officers who were named in two reports. So that's one problem. The second is that the United Nations has not followed through with its promise of an international tribunal or at least a serious justice process for the Timorese. And internally, there is no great push from the leadership of the nation to actually address the CAVR report.
Do you think the people perhaps are also, shall we say, disillusioned and frustrated at the lack of also economic development in East Timor? As we've recently discovered, the nation is rich in oil. However, it remains one of the poorest nations in the area.
Yeah, I think we have a figure here of 40% of the population live on less than a dollar a day. There's a problem of getting people into schools. There's a problem of gender inequality, as I said, to reduce child mortality. And there's a big problem with deforestation because people just cut trees down because they have no other form of fuel, etc. So all of these are a problem, as is the inability of the government as yet, despite many, many outside advisers, use all revenues in a sustainable and transparent way.